CliffCentral.com.
God damn, I will never get sick of songs like that. It's amazing.
All right, Joe, are we talking to ourselves?
That's beautiful. So that's the Beach Boys with Kathy Troccoli, and I Can Hear Music. It's a version that I hadn't discovered until last night, like quarter to midnight, lying in bed watching YouTube videos. So I thought I'd burden you with that this morning. All right, it is the 13th, Friday the 13th of March, and all across the world, the craziness of Corona is making everyone think it really is Friday the 13th. In fact, Hadmin sent me a message this morning on WhatsApp. You can too, 0797482090. She said there was a big storm in Pretoria last night. She actually thought, with all the other news going on, it was the end of the world. She's like, oh, I'm definitely, this is the end of me.
Oh, please, let's not get into that.
That's ridiculous.
Otherwise.
All right, well, Leanne's not here this morning, so she also decided Friday the 13th was too dangerous for her to deal with. Bulelo is flying to Cape Town, but Pinky is here, Sia's here, I am here, and you are here, and that's all that matters. Mfundo is also taking some of the calls and making sure that podcasts go up in time. So
Pinky's here in full-blown purple.
I know, right? And I didn't know what to wear this morning.
Pinky and purple.
Yeah, so for once, theme. Not pink, you know?
All right, so a couple of stories we need to pay attention to this morning. One of them is to do with Harvard Weinstein.
Harvard.
Oh, that's what I'm calling him. So Harvey Weinstein was sentenced to, what, 23 years this week?
No, we didn't get into that this week.
And, you know, we've been following these stories nonstop since they started because I think the whole world is interested in what happened here. And this Harvey Weinstein is now finally going to be brought to book. A lot of people are complaining that the trial that he had 2 weeks before, he got a very kind of minor sentence and he wasn't really found guilty of the serious charges. Now, in the other trial, he's been found guilty of the serious charges. He's going to have to go to jail for a long time.
Yeah, that's a very long time.
Yeah, I wish there was actual, you know, like video or an audio tape to hear this, but we can only rely on quotes directly from people who were in court when he was sentenced. The reason why I say that is because he supposedly begged while he was in court just before his sentence was announced on Wednesday. He told the court in quotes that he was going through hell on earth and he was really trying to be a better person. Like now I actually just look at him and I go, what a sad human being. He's 67 years old. We now know that he was using a walking assistance. What's that? Anyway.
A Zimmer frame.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. But on Wednesday, he actually came in a wheelchair. And then he also spoke about how he was, you know, he's raised millions of dollars for the state of New York. Straight after Hurricane Sandy, he was there with money. September 11, he was there with money. And he just says that he admits to being part of the problem, but he says that he was just one of the many men that were totally confused by the complaints against them, saying he even wanted to open a specialist clinic for men who had been confused or who had been accused.
Oh, men had been confused. I was gonna say,
no.
That would be a busy clinic.
Men who had been accused. He says, another quote, I really feel remorse for the situation. I feel it deeply in my heart. I'm really trying to be a better person.
Why do we not have a means for people like him to rehabilitate himself? He can't undo what he's done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't like Harvey Weinstein. You know, we've been very outspoken on the show. I don't think anyone has come to his defense, and that's not what I'm doing now. But there has to be a way that a guy who made great movies, who obviously was a pervert, but made great movies. It's like Michael Jackson made great songs. He was also a pervert. But we would be poorer without Michael Jackson's music. And we would be poorer without Harvey Weinstein's movies. There has to be a way for him to either pay some money to all of these women and say, listen, I'm going to take half of everything I made, because he's still a very wealthy man, and I'm going to give it to this woman's charity for, you know, rape victims or whatever it might be. And I promise you, I will stay away from every other woman in the world. And no one's going to go near him anyway. So let's be frank. I mean, we now know he's a danger. His reputation is shattered. Do we really have to? It would almost be better for Harvey if coronavirus just took him, honestly.
Yeah, hey,
because what a life. Ugh, what a reputation ruined.
I think I'd off myself.
Yeah.
If I was him, I would.
I would too. Imagine going to jail.
23 years.
67 plus 23.
And going to jail because
he'll come out of his
90s. Yeah, no.
I mean, no woman in the world is ever going to want to be near you.
He continued to say, I haven't seen my three older children since the New York Times and the New Yorker articles came out.
God.
That for me is hell on earth. I may never see my children again. If I could do a lot of things over, I would care less about the movies and care more about my children and family.
Oh boy. Full of regret. That is a man just overwhelmed with regret. And you wish, if you're Harvey Weinstein, you wish you could rewind the clock.
So as well as remorse for his accusers, he also apologized to his two ex-wives, Eve and Georgina Chapman, who was with him when the scandal broke, remember that? And he still maintains that both of his ex-wives knew nothing about this. So in a way, he's kind of standing up for them. But in the midst of the sentencing coming out, I don't know why his brother Bob is now speaking, but man, what a shit of a brother.
Oh, really? He turned on him totally? You see, yeah. Bob's like, I got out of this alive. I'm going to turn on Harvey full steam.
Mm.
Jesus.
So his brother's saying things like, well, F you, Harvey. I suppose being you is its own hell if you could feel it, but no chance. Wow. Says, you know, you just, you deserve a lifetime achievement award for the sheer savagery immorality and inhumaneness for the acts you have perpetrated.
He is laying it on, huh?
Like, what sort of... This is, by the way, all in an email, a private email that has now leaked out between him and Harvey. Like, imagine in this time that you're going through and your own brother's saying this.
But didn't Harvey send a whole lot of emails to people he was hoping would rally to his cause?
Yeah, this is really funny as well. And, well, I guess we should be grateful that this is being revealed now. But Harvey also sent, this is when the initial scandal broke out in early October 2017. He sent out emails to the former New York City mayor, Michael Bloomberg. He sent an email to Jeff Bezos. He sent an email to the then CEO of Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein, saying, hey guys, look,
I'm in shit. Please help me.
Oh.
Yeah, something's about to happen right now. And I think if you guys stand up and speak out for me, it will really mean a lot in terms of supporting me. He said in the email, my board is thinking of firing me. All I'm asking for is let me take a leave of absence and get into heavy therapy and counseling, whether it can be in a facility or someplace else, and allow me to resurrect myself with a second chance. So none of these people actually came out and stood in support for him, and I don't really blame them. Yeah. He specifically also emailed Apple CEO Tim Cook, and he said in that email, right now, I'm the poster boy for bad behavior, and I'm in a tough spot. This is sad.
This is so sad. Oh.
This is sad. But when
I'll tell you, you want to know what's sad? No. Let's go from one sex offender to another.
Oh, what?
Bill.
Bill
Clinton. Now, I don't know why he's decided to do this. Bill has made some terrible decisions.
Yeah.
He, you know, Bill really should be as quiet as a mouse. And so should Hillary, frankly. The two of them had a good run. They're both persona non grata now. Hillary is out of politics. She has no hope of coming back in. No one wants her. And Bill is lucky to not be in jail with Harvey Weinstein, considering his friend Jeffrey Epstein and he spent a huge amount of time on islands and in planes. And we know he had that very famous affair with Monica Lewinsky. So what does he do? Instead of shutting up and living nicely and quietly in his house in Chappaquiddick and occasionally going out for a sandwich, he starts talking. Can't help himself, Bill. So here he is on the Today Show.
Well, the Today Show covered the fact that there's a new series coming out on Hulu about Hillary. It's a docuseries. And, you know, we did hear about how maybe their public talks are struggling and how they aren't getting that much of an audience. Maybe they just did this for a nice cash advance.
Who knows?
And they'll really be out of it.
It's so unnecessary. I'm sure they have some money.
We all bring our baggage to life, and sometimes we do things we shouldn't do, and...
Sorry,
Sia, come on. He's unburdening his soul. Can we start? Let's start again without Sia.
What's going on? Disparaging.
Sia, shut up. Let's let Bill talk.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
We all bring our baggage to life, and sometimes we do things we shouldn't do, and it was awful what I did.
This morning, former President Bill Clinton opening up about his affair with then-intern Monica Lewinsky, including when he told his wife about it.
I told her exactly what happened, when it happened. I said, I feel terrible about it.
I was so, you know, personally just hurt, and I, you know, I can't believe this. I can't believe you lied.
She said, well, you have to go tell your daughter.
No, just get out of my bedroom and go tell your daughter. Hell, I got something to tell you.
Look, that's a big thing.
Well,
as a father to have to go and tell your own daughter that you messed up.
Hi, Chelsea, it's Daddy.
Hi, Dad.
I gotta tell you what I did with the cigar.
It's just horrible.
She said, that's worse than me. And so I did that. Which was awful.
The former president blaming anxiety in office for his transgressions.
You've been in a 15-round prize fight that was extended to 30 rounds. And here's something to take your mind off it for a while.
I was just horny. I was so tired of being president, and I was horny.
Has he never heard of getting a hobby?
Or a, yeah.
Says manage my anxieties. Go out and jog. Go learn how to sew.
I don't know. I mean, part of me is like, well, this isn't. He's now an old man, and he's kind of a bit sad, and we don't need to be spiteful. It must be horrible for him to relive this again and again and again and again and again. And for Chelsea and Hillary to have to go through this, and it's none of their fault, again and again and again and again and again.
No, well, they chose to do this documentary.
But my God, I mean, you're doing this to yourself, dude.
And off it for a while.
They're revealing comments part of the new Hulu documentary, Hillary.
Good morning.
Focused on her life and career in the spotlight.
I defended and stood by him because I thought the impeachment process was wrong, but that wasn't the necessary answer to what I would do with my marriage.
She's pretending to be all calm about this. I bet you she lost her shit. Any wife would, right?
Hissed.
Yeah.
And this was at the height of Hillary Pizzagate Clinton.
Yeah.
Ah.
Pizzagate. That's, you know, that's bullshit.
Ah,
come on.
No, she was strident.
Clinton's candid revelations following years of scrutiny after Bill's actions with Monica Lewinsky.
Looking back on what happened then, through the lens of Me Too now, do you think differently or feel more responsibility?
No, I felt terrible then. And I came to grips with it.
In 2018, Clinton speaking to Craig about...
All right, I had enough of you.
But talking about Harvey's 23-year sentence, have you guys been detained before?
No.
Excuse me?
Well, I was arrested after speeding once. I was put in a police cell for like an hour and a half, but that's hardly what...
So I've been arrested before for possession of a stolen vehicle.
Oh my God.
Well, I know.
Hell, did
like
you tell
back
us this
in 2018,
now?
Back in 2018.
Was it a stolen vehicle?
It was a stolen vehicle. My friend's mom bought a car and the uncle changed parts. So the chase's number, there was some problem with that.
Chassis number, yeah.
Chassis number,
Kenneth,
yeah.
Do you know who you hired?
Yes, clearly a criminal.
I did not know.
But listen, I mean, we were detained for like, what, 4 hours? Not even in a cell. They just put us like in the police vans because they were still doing like the roadblock. But it was the worst 4 hours of my life. And that's why I'm pretty sure that if I was sentenced to 23 years in jail,
you wouldn't be around.
No.
Who were you in the car with?
With my friend.
So the two of you sat at the back of a police van?
Yeah. But they were so nice to us. So they took away our phones. Look, when they stopped us, we were quite chilled because, I mean, we knew we did nothing wrong. So they were still quite nice, like talking to us, oh, hi, ladies, yeah. Then the moment we're trying to leave, he looks at the numbers, he sees, no, they don't match. And that's when he was like, get out of the car, give me your phones, put your hands up. And I'm like, oh,
put
goodness,
your hands up?
Yes.
Oh, I would have needed a diaper change at that point. Oh, no.
What, you being dramatic? No. Not possible. Wow. Jesus, Pinky,
How
that's horrible.
How old were you?
It's 2 years ago, 2018. I was doing articles, hey?
But I'm sure at that point...
I just left work.
At that point, you weren't even thinking there could be something going on. You're like, oh, I'm sure it's a mistake. Sure, I'll cooperate. I'll put my hands up.
Look, I forgot that I was a lawyer even.
So you were 4 hours in this van.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? Did they make a few calls? And
so eventually they gave us back our phones, which they're not allowed to do. But they felt so sorry. I mean, we were crying, hysterical. So they just gave us back our phones. And I called my sister. They took us to the police station, Germiston.
Oi.
Yeah, I'm never going back that side again, ever.
Let's put you off the whole East Rand.
Ah, ever.
Jesus.
But yeah, by 10 o'clock I was home.
All right, well, here's some more. I'm sorry, that's much worse than Harvey Weinstein's suffering. Sia, you kind of got me interested in taking my wife next year to the glamping Mpumalanga Festival until I saw that it comes at 2,500 rand per person. In the words of Sia, miss me.
No, it was worth it.
That's from Fabian. Okay.
Well, if you really want to crunch the numbers like that, you don't even pay for anything. So once you've paid for your ticket up front, like food is on the house. And
it's for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Homotso says,
on the house as well.
I'm going to start using Bill's excuse for cheating. What if cheating does cure anxiety? That's a good point, Homotso. Maybe it does.
I'm so anxious. I just need to have sex with someone who works for me.
No, Khumato, yes. We should not go with that. We should not be encouraging that.
All right, Sia, I finally did it. This is very important, Sia. This comes from Marcus. He says, I have an outdoor corner bath, and last night I cleaned it out and soaked it with a lavender bath bomb for close to an hour while I sat in watching a storm roll by. Ooh. I feel so good this morning. Sia, you're getting other people to do these long baths.
That is sumptuous. That is nothing but sumptuous. A whole hour outside.
Lots of messages coming in from people we haven't heard from before. Reno saying, morning, Gareth. Happy Friday. Yes, as I wish people would not take a shit at work. For hell. For fuck's sake, do it at home. Have a great day, everybody. Reno. Very important information Reno's sharing with us there. That's good stuff. Don't shit at work.
Mm-hmm. No, it's clearly such a problem that Reno's thinking about it in the morning as he's heading to the office. It's just like, ugh. He's not even dreading traffic. He's not dreading an assignment that he has at the office. He's dreading the idea that people are going to be crapping.
Yes, yes. Hey, Gareth and Pinky and Sia and Fundo. This is interesting. This is from Sia, a different Sia. He says, what happened to the Vagina Pussy voice club? The voice clip you used. It's still here.
Vagina Pussy.
That's the one. She's apparently a porn star. I can't remember her name.
Vagina Pussy.
That's how she sounds.
I thought we had resigned it for the Me Too era.
No, it's still here. Please. That's more powerful than ever. It's a statement of female solidarity. What did you say, honey?
Vagina Pussy.
What's that?
Pussy.
That's it. Good. It wasn't the EFF, apparently, that marched on Polokwane because they were unhappy about the quarantine situation and the fact that they're sending those people from Wuhan who've been evacuated from China. They're sending them to Polokwane, to some place called the, I don't know, something ranch. And the EFF, Sia said, were complaining. Apparently, it wasn't the EFF. It was the ANC Youth League in the province.
Oh.
And then Carl also says, I'd like to say F Harvey Weinstein, but I think he'd take that literally. I don't feel sorry for this piece of shit. He must live in hell now. What an asshole, Carl. Okay. Carl's not sympathetic at all.
Yeah. Look, he made the bed, so he must now lay in it. And also, just on the note of those emails that he was sending out back in 2017, it makes me a little suspicious because if you dial it back, that was also around the same time when he was still fighting for filing for bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. And what comes with filing for bankruptcy is sometimes bankruptcy protection. Now, if you really think about it, he could possibly just have been wanting to save his assets when it comes to the company. Because like he has the likes of Django Unchained, that was a big Quentin Tarantino movie. He has The King's Speech, the big one with Colin Firth. He has Silver Linings Playbook. That's how Bradley Cooper won his Oscar. So we're talking about like millions of dollars that are coming into play. So maybe he was just actually trying to protect himself.
What sex acts do you think he got Colin Firth and Bradley Cooper to perform on him?
Hi, guys, you could have your movie, but I'm going to need you to blow my dick.
That is outrageous. Outrageous.
Has anyone seen the price of hand sanitizer on the Takealot website? What a joke. I'm going to go down to the bottle store and wash my hands in vodka. Legit. That's from Karin.
Karin, you might be onto something because I actually like the fact that they're being very candid with this. Dettol, amongst other big brands, is saying, look, you can use our products. We love it when you do. But they've had to state that they're unsure whether their products are effective enough against the virus.
I was in a meeting yesterday And I was talking to someone really interesting. We're probably going to end up doing a podcast series with them at some point, so I'm not going to give away too much. But he told me about a podcast, which I started listening to. Really interesting. A woman who... She's a trend forecaster. She's a Dutch woman, very strange woman, apparently quite well known in the world of kind of trend analysis and all the rest of it. Lee Edelkoort. Right, that's her name. Lee Edelkoort. And she's one of those people who thinks that what we're going to do, and this is long before Corona that she was saying this, is we're going to go back to the farm. We're going to all basically become simpler. We're going to strip out all the nonsense from our lives that we don't need. She says, you know, you go to the cupboard and you look in the cupboard and there is a box that you have not opened for 6 months that you bought. It's unnecessary, don't need it. So she's a minimalist. And she's written an article, which I've still got to read, this Lee Edelkoort, about what the possible benefits of coronavirus to the world might be. But I'm also reading articles from people who are saying that the coronavirus is going to force people who've already become quite antisocial, like the Japanese, to become much more antisocial even than they are already. And you know they've got a problem in Japan because they're not producing any children. The Japanese population is aging. Young people are not getting together and having sex and making children. And that this negative birth rate that Japan has got is a major problem going forward, because then you end up with a system where you're trying to support the elderly, and there are more elderly people than there are young people.
Yeah.
And it's not sustainable. This is also a problem in Scandinavia, apparently. But can you imagine how much worse it's going to get in places like that if people are afraid of germs and afraid of new viruses? Japan, I mean, people don't really interact the way that they do in other countries already.
Yeah, it's one thing if you just don't enjoy being around people, but if you're a person who has the propensity to have, I don't know, depression or social anxiety, and I think this is a horrible time for you. And then we already know that in some parts of the world, adult loneliness is a thing. We're not talking about depression, but just, you know.
Problem. I don't know what that is, but then...
Elderly people who don't get visitors, for example.
I think that this is going to affect the way humans relate. Who knows that 20 years from now, they won't be writing books about the great coronavirus pandemic and how it ruined human closeness.
Mm. But I'm actually interested at this trend forecaster who says there are benefits of...
I'm going to read it and then I'll give you the distilled version. And if it's any good, then I'll give you a link.
But as qualified as she might be, I hope it's not true. I don't want to go back to a farm. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be milking something for my breakfast.
You would be quite useless on the farm.
No.
Anushka says, can people also please not fart in lifts? I got into a lift yesterday and it was horrible. Whoever it was in there before me let rip. It's so disgusting. Fuck you. I agree, Anushka. That's a good point. I just got on the road and there's no traffic. Is everyone okay in Milnerton? Oh, man. I just rolled down my window so the security guard can check my entry card to the parking garage. And you guys played Vagina Pussy. There was an awkward silence before the boom lifted and I could drive through. Sorry, Riet.
Why are you sorry? I think that's great.
It's terrible. That's not, you don't want to upset people.
Vagina Pussy.
We are doing the Lord's work.
Apparently, Donald Trump spoke to Japan to deeply consider canceling the Olympics, and Japan said, no! No! So, who knows what's going to happen there?
Is that exactly how they sound?
I don't know.
Sorry, I feel bad. We've been generalizing a lot this week.
We've been saying terrible things. In fact, please do not ever take any part of this show and strip it out and put it on the internet to make us look like just terrible people, because you'll find loads of material.
We aren't. We're
even on Sia, who sounds like such a nice person until he starts talking about strippers.
Anything in isolation is a little bad. Let's just be honest.
Okay. Here's a quick message from Darren in Dublin. He says, hey guys, I saw this on LinkedIn and it made me think of a conversation that you and Anthea had not so long ago. By the way, speaking of Anthea, we've got to sit tight until Monday. because every single asset has lost value in the last day and a half. Everything. My brother called me yesterday. He's an investment banker and property guy, and he knows this stuff far better than I do. And he said to me, it was a shit show on the markets yesterday. Shares, gold, cryptocurrencies, property, everything is just horrendous. And he said, obviously, there are big opportunities now, because if you take some money, if you have any money, and you invest it in the right places, you know, a business that has good returns, you might end up doing really well. Because it's cheap now and everybody's shitting themselves. And when there's blood on the streets, that's the time to buy, supposedly. But I don't know. I mean, I don't think there are a lot of people in this country who have spare change lying around. If you do, you've got to think very carefully about where you put it. But speaking of Anthea, to go back to Darren's email, he says, breath of fresh air, in my opinion. We had a well-known Irish comedian on a panel discussion in our office yesterday discussing International Women's Day. She basically told women to harden the fuck up and stop being victims. She said the world has never been fairer or more equal. LinkedIn's HR director, who is also on the panel, almost swallowed her mic. Final point, you guys and girls are fantastic. Keep up the good show, Darren in Dublin. Isn't that nice? All right, Darren, thank you very much. We got some other stories in a little while, but I want to speak to Gina. Gina is actually a listener of ours who lives in Italy, and she's going to just update us on what's going on, because Italy is one of the focus areas for how this coronavirus epidemic has broken out and what's been going down. And in Italy, it's been a bit messy and difficult, and they reacted, some people say, too slowly. Some people say they've reacted adequately. Let's speak to someone who's in Italy at the moment. Gina, how's it? How are you?
Morning. Good, and you?
Good. And nice to talk to you, and thanks for making yourself available to speak to us about this. Tell us quickly about what's going on in Italy right now and where in Italy you are.
I'm based in Rome at the moment. Mm-hmm. Italy is on lockdown, so the rules keep changing every day. Thankfully, they haven't, I suppose they can't put any more restrictions on us at the moment. But what currently is happening is that everybody is told to stay home. And you're only allowed to leave the house to go to the grocery store or to go to the pharmacy. Or if you really need to go to work and you can't work remotely or you cannot take leave, all shops are closed, everything commercial's closed. So basically we're all stuck in our houses.
And can you see from where you are sort of busy areas that are just totally devoid of people at the moment? Does it look like a ghost town?
Not where I live. So I live in, I'm in the center of Rome, but not sort of in
the tourist
center of Rome. Yeah, the tourist area. Yeah, I'm not there. But when I went out to the shop the other day, it was just before the latest restrictions came in, and there were people in the streets, and there were still buses and cars and people around. But it was definitely a lot quieter than I thought it would be. And then that evening, the new restrictions came in, and now there is nobody. And they've restricted a lot of the transport as well. So where I am, actually, I'm in a sort of, which is even worse, I'm in a basement apartment. So I don't even get to see people walking in the street. Shucks. So
and
it's
you
pretty hectic.
And you live on your own?
Yes, I live on my own.
Oh, my God.
I'm climbing the walls.
So you have nobody there. We're basically the only people you've spoken to in, what, 3 or 4 days?
Well, obviously, I'm talking to family and friends, thank God, but it's, right. I'm super happy to speak to other people.
Oh, my God. All right. And you can't have visitors?
Nope. No visitors allowed. Obviously, that's one way of spreading it, so there's no visitors allowed. There are certain ways that you can visit family if they are sick, that you need to go and help them, and if they might be in quarantine themselves, if they might have the symptoms or they might have the virus, then people are going to do shopping for them, but you have to leave everything at their front door. No contact. My only contact that I've had in the last couple of days was the cashier at the supermarket.
Shame. That's the only interaction you've had, you antisocial disaster.
And my Italian's not great, so it's not even like I could have a full-on conversation with the one person
but
I was in contact with.
You are Italian. What are you doing there? Are you working there?
Yeah, I'm half Italian. I actually I left South Africa last year for a bit of an adventure, so I did a bit of traveling, and then I started working here, and yeah, this is part of my adventure now.
Shucks, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. Well,
exactly.
Are you Netflix and chilling the whole time?
Netflixing, I'm doing a bit of work. So the work I'm doing, I can do a little bit of emails and a few Skypes here and there. But if I say it keeps me busy for 2 hours, 3 hours a day max, that's it. Otherwise, Netflixing, doing a bit of reading, going on social media. Yeah, trying to keep myself busy.
You guys in Italy are kind of the eye of the storm now. And it's thanks to a couple of South Africans who went to Italy that we even have any cases in South Africa. Are you particularly panicky, or are you just getting on with life and hoping that it'll return to normal soon?
Me personally, I'm not really panicked. What is annoying is this lockdown. And that's what we've all been saying from the beginning when it first hit Italy, is that it's not the virus that we're particularly concerned about. I mean, I'm young, relatively young, so I don't feel like I'm at risk. But for me, I think it's the lockdown that everyone is worried about. This is the worst case scenario, that you're completely cut off from the world.
Have you had to cancel any things that you were going to do in terms of, events or social engagements or?
Social engagements, travel. Had to cancel.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of my work required quite a bit of travel, so that's obviously come to a standstill now. And but social engagements, definitely. We had plans to meet up with some friends, things to do, and of course, we can't do that.
Wow. I don't think that this is terrific, but at least you're okay. And I think it's probably a good thing that people are taking care of themselves, staying indoors, not spreading it further. You Italians have been so badly behaved so far that most of the cases in the rest of Europe are because of you. So just keep yourself safe and happy and healthy, and hopefully we'll check in with you again soon.
Will do. Thank you.
And Gina, the last thing, are the authorities as stern physically there as they sound in all of their statements that they're releasing? I was really taken aback by, them announcing that it's a crime if you're actually found outside and you have no proper business being outside.
So I actually saw a post on Facebook, which is my go-to, believe it or not, for all information. But I saw a post on Facebook where they asked some police if they've arrested anybody yet. Mm-hmm. And they said, no, they haven't arrested, but they've had to be pretty stern with some people. When you leave the house, you're supposed to have a form with you that you complete, like a self-certification form. And then the police are supposed to check that form to see why you're leaving the house. Is it a necessity? There's some debate at the moment if you can actually even go for a walk so long you keep a meter distance from everybody. But I don't know if that's allowed. I'm still trying to figure that out. But I don't know. I don't think they've arrested anybody, but I think they are being pretty stern with people. And definitely if you try and travel outside of cities to different places, that I know that they are stopping each and every vehicle and trying to find out why you are going to places and being pretty stern there.
Carl has just sent me a message to say that during the call to Gina in Italy, it became clear you're not aware that Netflix and chill means a euphemism for sex. You think she's doing that on her own? No, Carl, I know. I actually meant Netflix and just chilling around at home. But I get you. And I wasn't completely unaware of that. I know that's what people say. So thank you, Carl, for clearing up the obvious. All right, very good. Be good. Be safe.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gina.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.
Wow. In Rome, there's Gina.
Welcome to 2020, man. What a...
Jesus.
It's 3 months of this year and I'm exhausted.
I know. And when we started this year, we were also like, oh, yeah, it's going to be great. And shows you how much can change in a short time, huh?
So I saw this tweet from someone working in the US. And they said that one of their colleagues had taken 8 weeks off to go and isolate themselves. They were just like trying to decompress. So they've been living technology free in a cabin that they rented out in some national park or something. If you really look at it, from Jan 25, and they've been away from technology, which means also they aren't getting news updates, and they are coming back this Monday. They will not know what has hit them. It's not funny, but Kobe Bryant's dead. They'll need to know that.
They need to find out a lot.
Harry and Meghan on Royals.
Yes.
Coronavirus.
I think I don't really care much about the Harry and Meghan on Royals part, but I know you do.
They have a lot that they'll need to be updated on from the past couple of weeks.
All right. Here's one of our disgusting listeners just hitting on Gina, who's obviously in quarantine in Italy.
Here we go.
But Neil saying, wow, Gina sounds like a hot mom. She's not, as far as I know, she's not a mom, but she's She's hot, so go for it. Why the hell not? Okay, so much to talk about still.
Why did we just have to...
I don't know.
Anyway.
What happens?
Okay, here's something else. At first, when I heard about this trend, I thought it was so fluffy and just something hipsters are going to be jumping onto. But the more
There's another bunch of people the coronavirus can help us sort out, hipsters.
No, but the more I research on this topic, I think, actually, they might be onto something here. There's a company that is now doing events all around the world called Cave Day. These are day-long events that are all about taking disruption out of our day and just catching up with what we have going on in our lives.
A cave day.
So they'll set up a space where you can literally feel like you are isolated a bit, you are stuck in a cave, so that you can just be clearly productive. If you think about it, how many times are you distracted by someone coming up to you while you're working and it ends up being a mindless 20-minute conversation? You go... Actually,
all the time.
I could have spent my time a little better. How many emails?
Anytime Sia walks into my talk shit.
How many emails or even just personal emails do you have to get to? Your aunt has emailed you asking how you are. You have some invitations that you need to get to. You have some things that you've been meaning to get around to and you haven't yet. But Cave Day provides that. So they've just started in the US so far. And this is based off their founders starting this back in 2018. They had seen a report that was done by BaseX Research that said that interruptions or distractions, particularly in the workplace, cost the US economy $588 billion each year.
Sure.
They came to this amount because they look at the likes of 84% of workers taking at least 30 minutes a day to get back on track after a distraction. And they list distractions as a chatty colleague, some office noise, or even just going onto social media. You know, once you get onto Instagram, then you'll see something and then you jump to Facebook and then there'll be a link and then you start reading that. Those are all the little distractions that take away from you being productive. So maybe, look, a 3.5 hour long cave day isn't all that too crazy.
Global growth forecasts have dropped from 3% to 1.5% for the year, with Japan and the EU possibly entering a recession. So we're not alone, South Africa. We always like to be...
The end is not really nigh. It's like not all too horrible.
We think we're the only losers in the world at the moment, but honestly, they're looking at the EU and Japan dropping into recession. The US might also, due to 0% growth from the second quarter. This is what panic does. Yeah, I'm afraid that's about right.
And panic comes with frustration, comes with people being tired. I know we don't often...
Listen, Sasol, have you heard what happened at Sasol?
Yeah, the share price going down.
Sasol has lost some 97, I can't remember exactly, 92% of its value. Yesterday, I saw Magnus Haystack on Twitter saying that Sasol... The total, it could have been, it actually could have been Shapiro who said it. The whole value of Sasol is equivalent to the whole value of Dis-Chem at the moment. Sasol was a 200 and something million rand company. You could buy a share for 600 rand or whatever it was. Now you could buy that rand like a penny stock. Bad, man.
I'm not advocating, you know, all of this, but let's just see. I'm waiting for today to see how it goes, and maybe we can invest in it. Because yesterday it even went under 13 rand, 30 rand actually.
30?
Yeah, 3-0. It went underneath that.
Wow. Okay, yeah, just to be clear, it was David Shapiro, the economist, who said that, not Magnus Haystack. Okay, 95% was the number for Sasol. Thank you very much. There's lots of smart people listening. That's Basitsana, who's helped me with that. Is it really just hysteria? I have a friend who lives outside Budapest. She's completely paranoid. She cancelled her trip back to South Africa. I just don't know if it's really, really that hectic. She says it's worse than Ebola. No, I don't think so. If you caught the Ebola virus, You know what that does to you.
This there's a difference between your organs leaking out in a fluid form of every orifice that you have.
God. Okay, yeah, let's not talk about that because people will pick up just that sentence and go, oh my God, is that what Corona does? No, it doesn't. Corona's like a very infectious flu.
I don't think you can compare the two, yeah.
As humans, Neil deGrasse Tyson says on Instagram, we like to think we're in charge of our own corner of the universe, but every now and then, a microscopic entity reminds us that we are not. That's true. My God. There's very little that's as true as that while we go through something like this. And just also puts everybody's priorities in the right places, right? You suddenly think family, friends, your health. You're not thinking about politics or money or, well, you're probably thinking about money today because wherever you have money, if you have money, anywhere it is at the moment, the value is dropping. It's just unbelievable, actually. Apparently, there's also a lot of people talking about, you know, what's going on in American politics. Bernie and Biden have both called off their rallies. And I don't even know why they're carrying on with this Democratic primary. It's clear that Joe Biden's the front runner and they should just fold it in and carry on now. They're not going to have any more rallies. Don't see the point of any more debates. Two really old guys, one of them who's crazy and one of them who's demented, arguing about things. I don't think it's necessary. Asian stocks are in free fall this Friday. That's from fin24.com. You just got to sit tight, everybody. Just sit tight. Futsak Sia, I don't smoke, therefore I choose to chit-chat for 15 minutes every 2 hours. You want to increase productivity? Start with the smokers. Wow. Ayanda, getting very upset this morning about how people who smoke get to talk shit for that time that Sia was talking about. Is Ebola the one that makes you shoot frogs out of your asshole? And makes you shoot milk out of your ears? Oh, wait, no, that was the DMT. Oh, my God. Hey, see, it's been confirmed to be an error. The guy they thought they'd caught locally has tested negative. That's from Dr. Robin. And she says, nope, can't compare COVID-19 and Ebola. Ebola has a 50% plus mortality rate.
Joe.
All right. Well, every Friday we do the same thing. And last Friday we missed out on speaking to George Meany from autotrader.co.za. He is the Autotrader CEO. George, it's nice to talk to you. Are you in self-quarantine or are you stuck in traffic?
You know, listening to your show this morning, I feel like staying in my car for the day.
I'm sorry, it's not my intention to make everybody more paranoid or unhappy, but this is just the reality, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, let's
Sorry, George, we lost you there. Just start that sentence again. No, that's not going to work. All right, we're going to try again. We'll just try and get a better line. Where the hell, this is interesting. Gareth, I loved that Lionel Richie cover of yours. Yeah, we did a little cover of Hello, because Lionel Richie's saying, you know, he's an older guy. He has to look out for this. Gareth, did you ever send Neil degradation in life? What on earth are you talking about? I don't understand that at all. That's from MK. Oh, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Did I ever send him the wine? I see what's happened here. This is hilarious. Neil, and you were trying to write deGrasse Tyson, and it came out as degradation. And wine came out as life. So did you ever send Neil deGrasse Tyson the wine that you said you would? I was going to take him that wine when I went to New York in April. But now that I'm not going anymore, I suppose I better send it by mail. But yes, I did buy him some wine. I mean, he's the world's greatest astrophysicist. And he said he liked wine, and we live in a country that makes some damn fine wines. So yes, that's the plan. And I will still go through with it. I don't know if he'll even remember the interview, but it'll be worth it. Some funny stuff on the internet. Italy, lockdown. China, lockdown. Denmark, lockdown. Norway, lockdown. Ireland, close all schools and cancel mass gatherings. US, close all schools and ban European flights. Cyril, wash your hands. That's our president. All right, are we going to try George again? Let's see if we can get him on here now. George, hi. George, can you hear me? Oh, there we are. George, you're loud and clear. Good. Go ahead.
How are you?
Yeah, good, man. So, sorry, we were talking about the panic, and you said You heard us talking about Corona and thought you should just avoid the whole studio. Hello?
Yeah, I thought it... the Corona...
God, no, this is terrible. I'm sorry, George. We're not going to be able to do this today. It's just, it sounds awful. That's a really bad line. Jesus, I hate it when that happens. And it's probably because the weather's bad. I mean, there's a lot of rain coming down in Joburg, and that tends to get in the way. Okay, good morning, guys. I do agree with what Sia said about the disruptions. I work in the claims department. Oh, that's another industry that's going to be hit quite hard.
Oh, right.
Where I need to process 210 claims a day for payment. I can't start my shift properly without listening to you to set the mood. After a set time, I can process more claims an hour. So my first 2 hours is my most productive time. Around 8, when the rest of the team comes in, they keep on distracting me, resulting in me doing less work. And the 2 hours that I get to do before everybody else arrives.
Mm.
It would be so nice if I could just work remotely, but that's not going to happen anytime soon. Is George in a Carava? Again, I'm pretty sure spell check has come into play there, because I don't know what a Carava is, unless it's a kind of car that I'm not aware of.
Yeah, if it is about that, whoopsie. Okay,
who would have thought the safest country in the world would be North Korea? Yeah.
Yeah, George has sent a text saying, yeah, Corona has the lines.
Okay, definitely. Yeah, George, sorry about that. And I actually wanted to talk to George. We'll get him in next week to do this properly, because they had some kind of drama at their office that I want to talk about, in terms of like a security guard being held up. And, you know, this is unfortunately the reality. I don't want to cause panic or anything, but it's something worth talking about, because it happens to everybody's business at some point. And they did have Car of the Year, which I still want to talk about too. So there's lots to catch up on there. My phone goes very screwy with load shedding. Yeah, that happens to me too. I think it's because the towers don't have, sustainable power or that's not consistent. I'm not sure entirely. And that's from Ruth. Toyota Corolla. You mean Corona. Toyota Corona. All right, thank you.
I got it.
That's the weakest joke in the world. So I'm done. Thank you, everybody. We will we'll see you on Monday. Have an excellent weekend.
It was so bad.
Oh, so bad.
Who was that?
What a terrible joke to end the show with. I think it was Neil.
Let's name and shame.
All right, thank you very much. CliffCentral.com.